That was Jesus Lord, Your Name is Holy, written by the Poor Clares and in celebration of the Year of the Holy Name. And thanks to Ian Callanan for arranging that with Julianne Woods and for sending it in to us to give a spin. Now, our thought for today is focuses on poetry, and I picked up this wonderful book. It's called 100, I suppose, Poems That Make Grown Men Cry. It's quite a provocative title. And what they've done is they've asked some well-known men to pick a poem and to tell us why, in their own words, either it moved them or, in some cases, made them cry. And I've chosen one, and Douglas Kennedy is a writer. He's published 10 novels, and he reflects on a poem by Emily Dickinson called After Great Pain, and this is what he has to say. In the United States, we are in love with one of the more specious words in the modern lexicon, closure. This word is employed whenever the spectre of tragedy has cast its shadow on a life. I need to achieve closure is a common lament in the wake of profound grief. Yet lurking behind this proclamation is the equally spurious belief that the horrors which life can wreak upon us, and which we can also wreak upon ourselves, can be eventually placed in a box, put on a shelf, and shut away forever. Emily Dickinson's masterpiece of a poem points up one of the reasons why her work so endures and so resonates with the modern consciousness. It speaks directly to the heart of the matter. It doesn't flinch in the face of human contradiction and the way we all try to negotiate the worst that life can throw at us. And within its diamond-hard craftsmanship, its lyrical economy, its imagistic precision, Dickinson not only speaks volumes about the shadowland of despair that is the price of being given the gift of life, but also reminds us of one of the central truths with which we all grapple. To live is to harbour so many profound losses. And they were Douglas Kennedy's thoughts on Emily Dickinson, and particularly her poem, which is called After Great Pain, and I'm going to read it now. After great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it he that bore, and yesterday or centuries before? The feet mechanical go round a wooden way of ground or air or aught regardless grown, a quartz contentment like a stone. This is the hour of lead, remembered if outlived, as freezing persons recollect the snow, first chill, then stupor, then the letting go.